This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us twitching away in the morning. He has to deal with these cameras, as do we, and thanks to everybody for calling and texting and emailing.
Well, also, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, May 6th, and the lights he's got to deal with, all the lighting issues that we have to... We don't realize that how bad the lighting issues are until Layla comes in.
Yeah, and tells us. We don't even put on makeup.
I can't even do that.
I feel so flush.
No.
I just want to say again to... Thanks to my wife for marrying me. It is my anniversary, and I'm very pleased that she stayed with me. So God bless her. And
happy anniversary.
I feel hashtag blessed. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Here comes the hook. Got it! 20 strikeouts! He ties the major league record!
Woody, was that 27 years ago? Pretty good.
27 years ago.
20 Ks.
That was Chip and Stoney, right?
Yeah. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for all your glorious work.
When I got to as a rookie guy, yeah, he used to play La Bamba.
Yeah, La Bamba.
I don't, you know, I just don't like the movie. Oh, the song she played.
And you didn't like it?
Nah, I don't like it. I said, listen, and I'm Mexican. I'm Venezuelan. Can you play something? And she starts going around like, we don't have no Venezuelan music in this.
That is Ozzy's story of Nancy Faust. Oh, she would play La Bamba on the organ, and he had to tell her.
Ozzy's the best.
Don't celebrate
Welcome
me.
Welcome back, Nancy
way.
Faust.
Nancy
the
Sox Faust's
are
back.
Bringing her back.
They're bringing her back. Yeah. Yeah, she's going to have some dates.
Ozzy's happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he
is. It's going to be tons of fun. Hey, Dan Wiederer in this morning. I can't help but notice. Dan, you're here. I saw you.
Can never have too many writers in the room.
And of course, today is a Tuesday. Is that right? It's a Layla day every day. But we have to identify the day of the week.
I think identifying the days of the week are good. I forget them often.
Oh boy, it takes. You know, the other thing is, like, I'm already scratched out Tuesday because I'm on for tomorrow.
Our Tuesday's done.
Our Tuesday's over.
Give yourself 24 hours to celebrate the show.
That's it.
Keep a short memory.
That's it. Yeah,
we. You have plans, and I have work, so we're not quite done yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Anniversary plans.
25 years.
That's beautiful.
Congratulations.
Who saw it coming? They said it would never last. Everyone who showed up at that wedding, and I knew they were looking at me like, you're the problem.
Where are you going?
We're just going to go back to the hotel where we got married, say a prayer at the church, and then we'll probably go out to dinner later, something like that.
It's a good day.
Monteverde again, maybe?
No, I don't think I can get in there, but that's a good spot.
It's so good.
Yeah, that was really good. You were right. We went there for lunch last week, and Layla was like, oh, you're going to love it. That place is going to be great. And sure enough, thank you.
Hmm. Got the follow-up report from Mully,
yeah,
the Mully review.
Good stuff.
I'm excited. I think you two might have a future.
So, Dan, no Bears stuff today?
There's no bears activities?
No activities today. Yeah. Rookie minicamp at the end of the week, David. Yeah. As you know, we never miss a good rookie minicamp, particularly with the first-round pick injured and no quarterback to talk of. It should be really compelling this weekend.
Who's going to be the quarterback? Who's going to be the camp arm?
We have to keep a look at that. The full roster is not out yet. We will get to hear from the coordinators this weekend, so that's always a good chance to catch up with them post-draft and get their thoughts on what happened.
Incredibly solid. Yeah, I do think the coordinators, like anytime we can hear more from Dennis Allen, like that needs to happen.
Yeah. And we'll hear from Ben again. So it's, you know, look, like this team's moving. They're moving. They're shaking. They got things to do between now and the end of July.
What a good way to put it as a segue to our show so we can get Mully 2's anniversary plan. We will start the show talking about the Cubs. Obviously, Jed Hoyer talks about Shota Imanaga's injury. Craig Counsell gave a few more updates after the game that in case you were sleeping or what have you, we will examine and discuss. We'll also talk about how this Cubs offense, I think, is getting in some people's heads. And we've got some numbers to examine. And I hate to say this, but they might be helpful for you on wagertainment duty as well. John Heyman, I think, had some really interesting points regarding Cubs free agency. We'll do that at 10:45. At 11, Dan cooked up something that I've wanted to talk about now for over a week, and it is in regard to the running back room and something Ryan Poles said about his draft board that I want to get into with Dan. So he's going to hear my airing of grievances on that. He wrote an article yesterday asking the question, did the Bears give Caleb Williams everything he needs? So I want to examine that as well. Ian Happ will join us at 11:45 today. Five on It is at noon. We will have some fun as well. Mike Sando of The Athletic is at 12:25. Russ Dorsey joins us for two segments in studio, starting at 1 to talk baseball, free agency, and the like.